Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 13th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Sech to Yevamos, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Hei. Misha Yesh Le'och Mikol Mokim. Person who has a brother, any type of brother, even if he's a mamzer. Zoykeik is Aisha Sochiv Le'ibum. He will require the wife of the deceased brother, of his deceased brother, who died without children, to have Yibum, or Chalitza, of course. And we don't say, oh, well, he's a mamzer anyway, he doesn't, or he's apostle for some reason, we don't consider him a brother. We don't say that. We consider him a brother. And the reason the Gemara explains that he is considered and he necessitates the widow of his brother to have Yibum or Chalitza is because if he were the child of his brother, let's say if his brother would have had a mamzer as a child, is that exempt the mother from Yibum if the father dies without children and leaves no other children other than the mamzer? And the answer is yes. So just like a child, any child, even if it's a mamzer, will exempt the mother from Yibum or Chalitza if the father dies, leaving only that child behind, so too, when a brother dies without any children, he will be considered a brother and create a necessity for the widow to either have Yibum or Chalitza, even if he's the only brother that's there. The only brother that happens to be Amza, she will need Chalitza or Yibum from him. Well, actually, she'll need Chalitza. Continues the Mishnah, V'achiv l'chol davar. And he is considered the brother in all respects. And the Gemara explains, what is the Mishnah adding with this? He's considered the brother to inherit his brother. He's considered the brother that, let's say, he's a kohen, a person who's a kohen had a brother who was a mamzer. Yes, he needs to go to his funeral as one of the seven relatives that he does as a brother. Chutz mimi sheyesh lo min hashivcha min hanachris, says the Mishnah, except for a person who has a brother that comes from a different mother, but the mother is a shivcha, a Canaanite maidservant, or a goy, or a shiksa, a nachris, a lady who's not Jewish at all. What happened? What was the case? You had one father, but the father had one child, who's a proper child, born of a Jewish woman, and the father had another child, who that child is born of a shivcha Canaanis, or a shik, or a non-Jewish girl, a Gentile woman. They are not considered brothers. The two sons are not considered brothers, even though they come from the same father. Because a child of a shivcha Kananis, a shivcha non-Jewish shivcha, is considered an avid Kanani, as soon as he's born. There's no relationship. We don't even look at we don't even regard the biological father as his father, as far as the Torah is concerned. And certainly also from a non-Jewish woman, not a shivcha Kananis, the child is a nochri, is considered a goy. And we learn this out of Psukim, by in the case of Mishpotim, we learn that a child of a shivcha is considered not considered the child of the father, because it says Ha'isha v'yelodeh t'yelod now, after when the father of this child and the husband of this woman is freed from slavery, he doesn't even take her out or his children out because they're not his. There's no relationship. And also a child of a non-Jewish woman is considered not Jewish. And this we know from Devarim. The Pasuk says, Ki yosir es bincha me'acharai, to make sure your daughter marries Jewish, because otherwise the non-Jewish husband will turn your son away from me, from which we learn a son born of a Jewish girl is considered your son. A son born from a non-Jewish girl, we're not even considered your son. It's called her son, Bena. Continues the Mishnah, Misha yeshlo ben mikol mokah. Any person, any father who has a child, whatever that child is, even if he's a mamzer, poiter es eshes aviv min hayibum, he will exempt the wife of his father from ever having to have yibum or chalitza. He's considered a child. That's all the Torah wanted to see. If the Torah sees that he's got a child, and he dies without children except for that child, then the wife does not need, he's exempted from any yibum or chalitza. She's free to marry if she wants. V'chayav al makosev al kirilase. Similarly, a child, even he's a mamzer, he will be chayav the death penalty if he strikes his father or he curses his father, as the Torah says, one who curses or strikes a father gets the death penalty. The Gemara explains we're talking about here where the father did teshuvah. Yes, he fathered a mamzer, which means he's done a terrible avera, but he's done teshuvah. And now the child's growing up, and he's an adult, and the child strikes him or curses him, the child can be chayav misa. Because his father did teshuvah. And it's considered, the mamzer is considered his son in all respects. He inherits him. He can make himself tummy to attend his funeral, like we said before in the brother. Except, as we said before, except when the father has a child born to him from a shivcha, from a Canaanite woman, or from a nachris. Then, again, there's no relationship between the father and the son, even though biologically he is the father. Mishnah Vav. Misha kiddush achas mishtei achoyos. A person who gave kiddushin to one of two sisters. Or, same thing could happen with one of two women, where one is the mother, one's the daughter. But our Mishnah uses a case of two sisters. That's more common. So, ve'eina yodea eze mehen kiddush. But he doesn't know which one he was mekadesh. There was Rachel and Leah. He gave kiddushin to Rachel, but he forgot afterwards. He doesn't know. Well, the halacha is that he cannot marry any of them, because anyone he takes now could be the sister of his wife. He might have made kiddushin with Rachel. And if he takes Leah, then Leah is forbidden to him because she's called achos ishtei. And the other way around too, if he takes Rachel, it could be that Leah was the one who was mekadesh. Rachel's achos ishtei. So what do you do? How does he get out of this? Noisin get lazer ve get lazer. Says the Mishnah, he must give a get to each of the women. And this is not only in a case where he knew in the beginning, at the time of Kiddushin, who he is Mekadosh, but even if he forgot which one, and just he forgot afterwards that he was Mekadosh, where both are now a Sophic, and each one is a Sophic of Achois Ishtar, each one could be the sister of his wife, because as soon as he gave Kiddushin to one of them, that becomes his wife. That woman becomes his wife. And now afterwards he forgot, well, he's in trouble. But even if it's a case where he did not know in the beginning who is Mekadosh, for example, he turned to two women, he says, and they're sisters, and he says, one of you is Mekadoshes to me. He never said which one. Well, this is called a Kiddushin which could not be consummated from the start, could never be consummated. It's called Kiddushin Shalahoyu Musurun Labia. It's a Kiddushin that could never have been consummated by living with her, because each time it would go to one of them, it could be Achas Ishtei. So you might think, well, in such a case, maybe it's not Kiddushin. Says the Mishnah, no, no, no. You still have to worry about it. And he needs to give a get to each one of them, to both. Mace, says the Mishnah further, if he died without children, before he even managed to give them a get, and he leaves behind a surviving brother, one brother only, and the brother's now faced with two women, one of whom is the widow of his brother, but he has no idea which one. Well, what does he do? Says the Mishnah, Chalitza l'shtein. There's no alternative other than giving chalitza to both of them, because he doesn't know which one is the Yavama. And he can't even give chalitza to one and then do yibum to the other. Can't do that. Why? Because maybe the one he gave chalitza to was the Yavama, was the widow of his brother. And that's fine, giving her chalitza. But then the other woman is called Achois Chalutzosa. It's called the sister of a chalutza. And the halacha is that min haTorah there's no problem. In midrabbanan, there is a problem. He cannot marry the sister of his chalutza. And why did the rabbis do that? They did that because they were worried if we allow a person to marry the sister of his chalutza, he might also marry the sister of his gerusha. If he was married to a girl and he divorced her, he's not allowed to marry that sister of the divorcee. That's also min haTorah. So long as his ex-wife is alive, he cannot marry the achos, the sister. And because of that, they said, don't marry achos chalutzosai. Ah, so why can't he do yibum right from the outset to one of them? Marry one of them. The reason he can't marry one of them or do yibum to one of them is because if he does yibum to one of them, and it's possible that that's not the Yavama. Then the other sister, then the sister is the one that's the real Yavama. So when he does Yivam, or when he lives with the sister, he's actually living with what's called Achos Zukukosai. It's called the sister of the connected woman. Now, as soon as his brother died, that widow gets connected to him. It's like there's a force, there's a power. That's called Zukuka. Zukuka means that she's connected to him. And therefore, even though it's not really a wife, but the rabbi said, you ain't going to marry a sister of a Zukuka. Can't do that. So once again, there's no other option other than giving chalitza to both women. That's the only way you can get out of this problem. But that's when there's only one surviving brother. Continues the Mishnah, Shehoyuloi Shnayim. But if this deceased brother had two surviving brothers, and we have these two women, we don't know which one is the Yavama, which one is the sister of the Yavama, then what we do is, then we've got a better solution. Shnayim, if you've got two surviving brothers, Echad Choyletz ve'Echad Miyaben. One brother can give chalitza to the first woman, to one of the women, and the other brother can do yibum if he wants to marry the other woman. No problem. Why? Because let's call Reuben and Shimon. Reuben gives chalitza to one of the sisters. Shimon can come along and do yibum to the other sister. Why? If the woman that he's taking, the other sister that Shimon is taking, is the Yavama, beautiful. He's actually marrying and doing the mitzvah of Yibum. Now, if it's not the Yavama, it's not the widow of his brother, but the other woman was the widow of his brother, that's not a problem. Because now this woman is not Achosukukosai. Why? Because since his brother Reuven gave chalitza to the first woman, to the first girl, he's removed now any zakuka. There's removed any connection. Once chalitza or yibum is done, it removes any zakuka, any connection anymore to the brothers. So, when Reuven gave chalitza to the first woman, Shimon can happily do yibum to the second woman, to the sister, without any fear. If it's the Yavama, Matova Manoim, beautiful. If it's not, then it's a sister of the Yavama, but it's a sister of the Yavama who's already had chalitza done. Now, what happens if they didn't listen to us? Says the Mishnah further, Kodma v'chonsa. What happens if Reuven and Shimon, each of the surviving brothers, decided to do Yibum before they even came to Beis Din? They didn't even ask us. Would we allow them to stay married to them? Says the Mishnah, yes. Ein mutzin miyodam. We would not force them to divorce them. And what's the reason? It goes without saying that you wouldn't take it out of the second brother, the one who is Miyabim, the second to do Yibum, because he's got no problem no matter what. Because if it's his Yavama, fine. If it's not the Yavama, so it's the sister of the Yavama who's already removed the Zukuka, as we said just before. But the Chiddush is that even the first brother, who when he first did Yibum, he really violated Achosukukosai. Why? Possibly. Could have asked Gaza. Because if it's not the Yavama, it's not the widow of his brother, then it's the sister of the widow of his brother, which means the sister of the Zukuka. But why do we allow him to stay married to her? That's because once the second brother, the other brother, Shimon, has done Yibum to that woman, to one of the sisters, once again, it removes any Zukuka. And because it's only a Sofik anyway, and the brother has already done Yibum, so we allow Reuven, the first brother, you can keep your wife that you did Yibum to, and Shimon can keep the wife that he did Yibum to. Each one is a Sofik Yibum, but there's no more Zukuka anymore anyway. So we will not be Moitzin Miyodam. We will allow these two brothers to keep the two sisters as wives.